With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
They're facing the same old problems every day. Makes me want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I've got strategies for living, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab, strategies for living radio.
You know, we need them. Yeah, we need those strategies. Don't we? Those strategies for living. You ready? You ready for your daily dose?
Oh, I'm ready. I got my sketchbook out, and I'm ready.
Oh, you're in seventh heaven. hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan, and she is psychotherapist, PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan. Yeah, you were as excited as I am.
Yeah.
Sometimes I complain about Facebook and social media and stuff like that. But here recently, it led me to reconnect with a fella.
Sometimes it does what it was intended to do, which is to connect each other. Yeah.
Yeah. And up on my social media, I think it was on Facebook, if I'm remembering correctly, popped up this thing called the Esteemed Priority.
Right.
And it's a neat little film.
Very neat.
And it's from a guy by the name of Al Bohl.
Yeah, when you showed it to me, you know, I was very surprised to know that it was a local guy.
Yeah. One of the most, I've known Al. We go back, we started our radio career together.
Right.
Back 120 years ago. Al's a little older than I am. but that's another story.
Did y'all take the dinosaurs?
Exactly. He'll probably write about, you know, he's so creative. He's one of the most creative guys that I've ever had the pleasure to make acquaintance with. And we worked at the same radio station for a minute or two. I mean, it wasn't long.
Yeah.
Because you know, it was back in the day that 96.5 was KEPT.
Mm-hmm.
And today it's KVKI. And, of course, you know, I was instrumental in making that happen. But back in the day, Al Bohl and I met. I was at KBCL. He was at KEPT. And, he was a young man. But the talent that this guy has is amazing. So I can't wait to introduce you to our life strategist, Al Bohl, today right here on Strategies for Living.
I'm so looking forward to it.
Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of Strategies for Living. And we appreciate our sponsors who make it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX. We train your brain. The Balanced Life Wellness Center. Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather. Alligator Italian Sausage. SRT Sales Training. Uprising Addiction Center, and Mira, Direct Primary Care. Back in a moment, you're going to meet Al Bohl. You're going to have an esteemed priority. What does that mean? Stay with us, we'll tell you. Right here on Strategies for Living. Be right back.
Tune in daily, find the light. Healthy mind and spirits bright. Strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong. Body moves and soul align. Catch the rhythm, feel the time.
And welcome in. Welcome in to Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Let's welcome into the program now our life strategist. He's Al Bohl. Al has been a professional artist for over 50 years. He's a best-selling author, illustrator, award-winning filmmaker. You're going to learn more about that in a moment. He's a minister, a musician, a songwriter, an educator. You can't keep a job, can you? Well, welcome, Al Bohl, to Strategies for Living.
Thank you, Dave. Welcome. I appreciate it.
I tell you, I mentioned, you know, setting it up in the intro. You are such a talented guy. Is there anything you can't do?
I'm too busy.
Too busy.
I can't play football anymore.
Okay, well,
there you go. Yeah,
back in the day, you probably did some of that, though.
A little, barely. Yeah. I was more of a lover than a pounder.
I got you. I understand. So, you know, both of us are Bossier City boys.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't guess we knew that. I was about 19. You were about 21 or so when we first met.
Yeah.
At our respective radio jobs. And I think we both got into radio kind of the same way. We stumbled in because we didn't know any better. Here, 50 years later, look at us.
What happened?
Yeah, what happened? Yeah.
Still tethered.
Exactly. So what got my attention was a little short movie, film, called The Esteemed Priority. And, you know, when I called you, when I reached out to you, and it had been years since I've seen you or talked to you, but I said, you know, I got to call Al, because when I saw that the Esteemed Priority, when I watched it, I watched it more than once, Al, and I was just delighted by it. And then I was double delighted by it when I saw what you were doing, giving it away. So let's start with, what's the film about?
It's about unconditional love. It's the story of the Good Samaritan.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And it's actually a very distinct type of animation.
Yeah.
What gave you the idea to do that that way?
I taught animation through the Talented Arts Program in Bossier Parish for 8 years.
Oh wow!
And I had like 70 students a year, and I only had one computer, so you had to do stop motion.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Which I love it because it's so tactile. You have to hold it and move it physically move it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I tried all kinds, from painting cell animation to clay to wood, you name it.
Right.
I constantly invented it because animation is repetition and patience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because you move it the thick width. You move it the width of a toothpick and take a picture.
Right,
toothpick, take a picture.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I became introduced to Lotte Reiniger, a German filmmaker. And if you don't know anything about her, you ought to study her work. She her first film was Prince Ahmed, and it was made in 1924 to 1926. And it was the first full-length animated film.
Wow.
She beat Disney's Snow White by 10 years.
Oh, man.
And she was like 20 years old, 21 years old. And she was part of the shadow theater, they called it, which was silhouettes.
Yeah. Right, right.
And that was with the stage and everything. Mm-hmm. So she found the camera and learned how to run it. And she and her husband, Carl Kotz, developed this silhouette animation style, which is all black and white.
Right.
And you can do some gray tones, which I did mm-hmm. by using different thicknesses of paper.
Yeah.
It had to be translucent. You couldn't use watercolor or anything like that. You had to use a copier paper or wax paper or vellum or something like that. And
right.
The thicknesses and different give a darker gray or a lighter gray.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I was able to get shadows with the vultures and stuff in the film. But anyway, I fell in love with that style. And when I got ready to do the film, it was just obvious I was going to have to do it.
That was the way you were going to do it. Yeah. Now, this became a family affair, too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it did. I got my granddaughters, who were all under the age of 6 or 7.
Oh, man.
And I brought them in and let them do some with me. And then a young man named Noah Nix, he came in and did some animation.
That had to be wonderful.
That was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I did all
for you stuff. And for them.
Yeah, I did the strategic stuff, you know.
Sure.
But I built my own trick table.
Now, what's a trick table?
It's the animation table you put your cameras above it,
right.
Pointing straight down.
Mm-hmm. So we've all seen a picture of it, but we didn't know it was called a trick table.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a lot of riding a turn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so took me 10,000 frames, a year and a half to finish the film.
Wow.
And then Philip Wade came in.
And we're talking that kind of time. This ended up to be about a 6-minute film.
Six minutes, 47 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. But who's counting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, Philip Wade did the music and did a super job.
Yes,
oh,
absolutely.
Man, the entire thing.
Really, really nice. He interpreted it so well. And I wanted to have a British accent, but I didn't know anybody had one.
Right.
And I was buying some flowers at a pop-up right by behind Cane's on Airline Drive.
Yeah.
And there was a lady waiting on people, and she had a beautiful British accent.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I grabbed her and said, would you do it, you know? And so she did the narration, which I thought put it at another level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are no coincidences, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And she did a brilliant job. And so we finished the film, did the music, edited it, all that, and then began sending it out to film festivals.
Now, how did it do? You put it on the festival circuit, which is bigger than most people understand, isn't it?
There's thousands and thousands and thousands of film festivals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I started entering in festivals and started winning. And generally, maybe 1 out of 10 acceptances. We got 6.
Wow.
Wow.
And so it was, you know, we were in 80, almost 79 film festivals. We won 24.
Wow.
So which is really, and I'm not saying it because I did it. I'm just saying it's because the message of this film, mm-hmm. which is what true love is.
Right. And, what truly is love is really the question.
What I'm hearing, too, is the whole process truly was, for you and everybody involved, a labor of love. I mean, you poured the love into the film, and it comes through.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It's the need for unconditional love, which is the Good Samaritan story.
Right.
And reading that story, it says that, you know, priest came by, Levite came by. They didn't want to help the guy for different reasons,
right? Mm-hmm.
And also the fact that he was, he was injured, and they couldn't touch him and do their religious duties.
They would have, they were on the priestism, and the other was on the way to the temple. And if they had contacted, according to the ritual of Jewish tradition, they would have been unclean.
Yeah,
they wouldn't have been able to perform their duties of the temple.
Right. But then the thing that always grabbed me was that it said that the Jesus was telling the story, and he said the Samaritan did 3 things.
Mm.
He saw the man, he had compassion on the man, and then he went to him.
Mm-hmm.
But when I first read that, I said, that's the answer that people always want to know.
Yeah.
How do I know if I truly am showing genuine love?
Yeah.
Well, you got to see the need.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to put that person in that person's place.
Yeah, feel.
Right. But that's not enough.
Yeah.
You have to actually do something. Yeah. It's a kinetic thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's where energy goes from potential energy to kinetic energy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And so that was why I had to make that film.
Yeah.
To
and I'm so glad you did.
An answer to that question.
Yeah. And here's the best part. I mean, you did all these film festivals and you won all of this stuff and you could maybe, you know, charge a gazillion dollars for us to stream it and see it. You decided not to do that. Yeah. You're giving it away.
I put it in public domain.
Yeah.
I just want to get the message out.
So how can people see it? How can people go see it?
They can they can go to my website, which is albohl.com, and go to the film section, and it's the first thing that pops up.
Yeah, there you go.
And then we have some other things in here also, other films, and we have my book section. And
we're going to talk about your books in a little while. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, that's where they can see it. And the thing about it was, to me, is how many places the film has been. I mean, Australia several times. We won in there, and all over the United States, a bunch in France, London.
That's amazing.
Edinburgh.
Now. That's amazing.
Ivory Coast.
Yeah.
Serbia.
Serbia. Yeah. But it speaks.
Oh, it speaks to the human.
It speaks to the need, the human need. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, in the Good Samaritan story, what we don't maybe know unless you've, you know, dug into it, is for Jesus's people, the Jewish people, the Samaritan. The Samaritan is, and that's the thing with all the parables, all of Jesus's parables take what we think we know and turn it upside down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to make the Samaritan, the good Samaritan, his audience would have, you know, been incensed just at the idea of a Samaritan being good, period. Right. Because to the Jewish people, Samaritans were on the absolute lowest rung. I think the dogs were more valuable than a Samaritan to the Jew, you know, to Jesus's people, the Jews, you know? So there's a lot of layers. There's so many layers, but we need this story now. The esteemed priority. Albohl.com is how you see it, and you see it free, and I hope you'll see it, and I hope you'll pass it on. That's the way I saw it, was passed on through Facebook. So we need this passed a lot.
Yeah. Thank you.
Today.
Yeah. Thank you.
Al Bohl is our life strategist today. We've got a lot more to talk about. This guy's talented. Zanon and Tarzan and the whole story and cartooning. We got lots to talk about today on Strategies because we got Al Bohl as our life strategist. Stay with us. More to learn, more to come.
Problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, 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 strategies for living radio.
Oh, we need them. Yeah, we need those strategies. Welcome back. Welcome back in to Strategies for Living. Have we got some strategies today? Yeah. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan with Al Bohl. It is an honor to have Al Bohl with us today. And, you know, I don't even know how to describe what this guy does other than being an artist.
Whatever he's called to create in the
creator.
World.
Yeah. Creator in the highest sense of the word. You got to see the film, and you can see it for free, The Esteemed Priority. And I hope you'll pass it on because it is free. Thanks to Al Bohl, and you can find that work and find out about all of his other adventures. Albohl.com, albohl.com, albohl.com. I love that your film production was Al and Bohl.
Yes.
My name's Alan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alan Bohl.
I love it. I love it. All right, so I know you're excited about your, how do we say it, Zanon books?
Yeah, Zanon.
Am I saying it correctly?
Correct. Uh-huh.
All right, so what's the backstory on Zanon?
Well, in 1986, I had my art studio, and I was doing advertising after graduating from college.
Right.
And
you had your agency for a little while, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but anyway, I was in my studio, and I was having a prayer time, and just, you know, praying for uncles, aunts.
Sure.
Yeah.
I felt so impressed that, and I never heard an audible voice or anything, but I was just felt so impressed to write an adventure story. And I just thought my mind was wandering.
Yeah, sure.
And so I just kept on praying, and it just got stronger and stronger. And finally I said, well, I don't even have an idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And instantly the concept for this character, Zanan, came to my mind. And also the second thing came to my mind was, and the way to infuse the Bible into it was to make stones. And those were little rocks that you would put your hand around, and it would use your skeleton as an amplifier to your ear.
Ooh.
Because in the Zanan story, it's in the year 500 years from now.
Right.
Okay.
And there's a one-world government called Sphere, and anyone who believes different or will not come and be obedient to Sphere, they are said to have alien thought.
Mm-hmm.
And so the people were rebelling against it.
Right.
And so they came up with Talgent Warriors, which would go and find these people and bring them back for reprogramming.
Mm-hmm.
And so Zanan was one of those characters.
Okay.
And Zanan goes out, and he's trying to do his job.
Right.
And he meets Christians, and they give him a stone. Mm. And as a result of that, he becomes a Christian. So in the book series, he's a believer.
Right.
And but in the year of five, in
it's kind of beginning
years,
to sound like a St. Paul character to
yes,
me. I don't
much.
Know. Yeah, okay.
A little Moses, a little
little St. Moses, Paul. Little yeah. St. Paul in there with
yeah.
Zanan.
Yeah, okay. Very much. I would say Paul, and let's see how I can put this. Anyway, he's the idea for the. Name Zanan. I was trying all kind of names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted a futuristic name. Mm. And finally, in my daily Bible reading, I was reading Micah 1:11 said, mm-hmm. out of Zanan he was called.
Oh, wow. And there
Zanan
you go.
Zanan was a sheep village right outside of Bethlehem.
Okay.
And it's mentioned several times in the scripture, but
right.
That's where I got the name for the character.
I love it. Now, how many Zanan books are there?
Well, right now there's five, and I'm writing the sixth book right now, which is called No One. And the first, I wrote these, they originally came out in the little pocketbook size.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Barber and Company hired me to illustrate all these books, and they said they would publish Zanan if I do these other books for them. So I ended up doing about 30 books for them.
Wow.
And each one of these little books has illustrations every other page.
Right.
Neat.
Right.
And so the Zanian books came out, and they just, man, they exploded. We got in the top 100 Christian sellers.
Wow.
We
wow.
Late in the season getting out.
Now, can people get them in addition to your website? Can people get them on Amazon and all the places? Yeah.
Yeah. And if you just go to my website, it'll direct you right to the books. And I have two books in one, and this one has two books in one, and
okay.
then this one is a standalone.
Okay.
Okay.
Mermen of Immersia. And anyway, Barber published them, and we sold, I guess, around 400,000 copies.
Wow.
Worldwide. I mean,
yeah.
That's wonderful. That's great. What's that feel like? What does that feel like to you?
Well, I didn't know for a long time. They had done that. They just—it's kind of—they don't tell you all this stuff, you know. Publishers, publishers about are kind of like record companies.
Yeah,
you don't ever get the straight story.
Yeah,
from
yeah.
I got you.
Anyway, it wasn't until later that one of the sales managers let it slip to this marketing company that was trying to help me reach out and make video games and stuff like this.
Right.
And so anyway. The book has done really well, and this new book I'm very excited about.
Tell me about the story, The No One. What is The No One about?
Well, and
this is, again, part of the Zanan,
the series.
Series,
yeah.
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 It's Zanan, he is forced into exile, and they actually put him on one of these rafts that's out in the Pacific Ocean that's just made out of trash.
Right.
And then 500 years of continued making of trash, yes. It's right. really gotten big.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's attached to islands. And so it's actually become land
right.
made out of plastic and trash.
Right.
So he is sent there in exile. And then to get rid of the trash, they have developed a way of using a volcano to shoot the trash down into the volcano magma and destroy it.
Mm.
And so it's on an island that's called it's Point Nemo. That's an actual place.
Okay. Point it's not Nemo.
It's not a real place in that there's no island there or anything, but it's one place in the Pacific Ocean that is furthest from land in any direction.
Mm.
Wow.
2,000 miles around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No land. And so anyway, in the storyline, that area is very volcanic, you know, the Ring of Fire.
Right.
And so a volcano erupts, and it's a Category 9, which almost destroys the Earth.
Wow.
And so they use that volcano to send the trash. So what I had to do is I had to do like a year of research.
Yeah, I was wondering.
If you're going to send it down into the volcano, how are you going to do it?
Well, yeah. What did you find out? What's the problem with trash elimination and recycling today? Because people talk about that.
Yeah. The problem is there, and I've done a lot of research on
this.
Yeah.
But that's the problem. There is none.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're trying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We at least try.
Well, trying in the terms of we talk about it a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we use politics and that sort of thing to raise money and to have conferences. And, you know,
right.
We've all been at conferences. What do? You go out to eat a lot.
Right.
You know,
you don't really
go to the conference, you know.
Yeah.
The thing about trash is the only thing we really have is landfill.
Yeah.
And that's really just a metropolitan ski slope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's just piling it higher and
higher and higher and higher.
Pile it higher.
Especially with all the stuff that can't and won't decompose for thousands of years.
And
that's the PhDs out there, piled higher and deeper.
Yeah. Go through your cabinet, and you're probably very cognizant of plastic and stuff.
We don't. Yeah. She's a Lauren has eliminated it. She's on a mission to eliminate it.
It's virtually impossible.
Yeah.
I mean, I bought a thing of Eggos wrapped in plastic.
Right.
You know, everything. Plastics. Everywhere.
It's in our clothes, the polyester.
Yes.
And like the PVC pipe in your house.
Right.
Yeah. That microplastics
everywhere.
Break down in that stuff.
Yeah.
So if they were to do a scan of your brain, we'd be shocked how much our brain is.
There's almost
plastic.
A teaspoon in lots of people's they've found. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is a terrible problem. So that's how, you know, I've looked at shooting it to the sun.
Right.
You have to defy gravity. Who wants to do that?
Right.
The only way to do it is to shoot it down.
I
add something to it, which is sulfur and enriched oxygen. If those come together, they really explode.
Yeah.
So if you can, I have a time where the trash is shot like a bullet down into the magma.
Okay.
60 miles deep, and when it trips the deal and the magma. It goes from 4,000 degrees to 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And that can destroy anything on the planet.
Yeah.
So
I'm wondering if you're onto something here. I mean, you know, Jules Verne wrote about submarines and spaceships.
Right.
Yeah.
And they weren't, when he wrote about them, that was science fiction.
Yeah.
But it didn't stay science fiction.
Right.
I wonder if you're doing the same thing here with
all
the latest Zainab book.
We got to do something.
When is this new book coming out?
Well, I'm 50,000 words into it now, and I'm doing 80.
Okay.
And then I've got to illustrate. I'm doing a lot of illustrations for it because it's a very technical book.
So it may be next year, the end of next year.
Yeah.
I would say that.
And also that the fact that Zainian finds out that there's a large cache of stones that are hidden on the far side of the moon.
Ooh.
And so he has to escape from this island and get to the moon because Zainian's whole life is around spreading the Bible.
Wow.
So that's anyway, I'm We just lost. I can hear the radio dial changing.
Did you hear? You feel the time?
I don't think so. I think there's a lot of people that are listening to us right now that are probably like us, fascinated by what you're doing, your work, the impact. The word for me is impact. Mm-hmm. You look around and how can I
impact authenticity? And following your heart is kind of a through line that I'm hearing.
Now, let's see. In esteem, priority, what were those three things?
See.
Feel.
Do.
And do. It seems to tie together here. Albol.com. Al Bol is our life strategist today here on Strategies
Love
for
that
Living.
Name, by the way.
Thank you.
Strategies for Living.
Thank you.
That's great.
We're going to come back and talk about Tarzan. Lord of the Louisiana Jungle.
Oh,
we'll be back to talk about that in a moment.
Watch out for that tree.
With Al Bol.
Watch out for that tree.
It's George.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, our distinguished life strategist today, Al Bol, A-L-B-O-H-L. Go to albol.com, look up the esteemed priority, watch it. It's 6 minutes. It's worth 6 minutes and 40.
Change.
40 and change. And I promise you, you're going to watch it over and over. And I hope what you'll do is that you will share it because Al's made it completely free. You can see all of his work, albol.com. And I hope you'll do that. You know, I was going to ask you about Tarzan, Lord of the Louisiana Jungle, but my wife said I wasn't.
You're allowed
to
you're
do that.
You're absolutely allowed to.
No, but you have some great questions.
Okay. Yeah, so
you first.
Okay, all right. So you've done such a wide range of creative things from, you know, illustrating to making the film and animating. What for you over your creative lifetime has been a through line? Is there what's connected all of them for you?
Well, the absolute through line of my life has been God.
Okay. Yeah.
It really has.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was 4 years old, my mother came home from a women's meeting and she described a man painting with chalk on a big art board. And she said, you know, if you dedicate yourself to God, he might use you as an artist one day. But she didn't stop there. If I picked up a baseball, she would say, you need to dedicate that baseball to God. You never know how to use it in your life. If I picked up a camera, same thing. Anything I ventured toward, she would always caution me, dedicate it to God and let him lead you and empower you.
What wonderful.
My mother gave me permission
guidance.
To dream, believe, you know.
Yeah.
And so many parents, I say, that's overgeneralization, but too many possibly. Only want their kid to do one thing.
Right. Yeah.
But she didn't push me. And, you know, I'm very blessed by my wife of 50 years now.
Congratulations.
Thank you. This past August. I always said that I was like a helium filled balloon. And my wife had the string. Mm-hmm. She doesn't jerk it.
Okay.
She just holds it.
Yeah.
Keep me from floating away.
Yeah.
Because money's never meant anything to me.
Yeah.
It's always been an end to a means of presenting the good news.
Yeah.
About what, you know, I was 11 when I became a Christian.
Yeah.
And so ever since then, because of my mother's influence and others, I've always been about how can I tell other people about God?
Yeah.
And so whether it's my books or the film or music, whatever, everything is pointing people toward God.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's my through thing is God. Is.
I love it. Thank you. And it comes through loud and clear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good. Go ahead.
So what has being creative over the years, what has it taught you about being a human?
Well, it's taught me discipline.
Okay, yeah.
And my wife helped me with that. You know, if I'd get a new book in to illustrate and it'd have 110 pages of illustrations in it, I would just go, what am I going to do? And my wife would say, get your calendar out. How many do you have to
break
do a day to reach the goal?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I learned discipline from it. Also, as far as human nature goes, I've really learned that not everybody is what they say they are.
Yeah.
And you get burned along a lot along the way. And yeah. I have. One instance in my life put me in debt from 1996 to 2017. And so I finally paid it all off. But it was because the whole thing was I was trying to multiply myself.
Right.
Yeah.
It was one thing to just walk around and talk yourself, but how can I multiply? And so that's why I started doing the books and the films and the whole story and all that sort of thing.
I'm so glad that you did.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, Tarzan. Lord of the Louisiana jungle. How'd you get into Tarzan?
Well, that's an epiphany thing. I was I was doing a ministry in a prison in South Louisiana.
Really?
Okay.
And one of the guys that was with me was from Morgan City. And we were having breakfast, and he said, you know, they made the first Tarzan movie in Morgan City.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
In 1918, it was a silent film. And he said, you know, they brought in monkeys and apes. And when it was over, they wouldn't get back in the cage, so they just left them.
They left them. And,
yeah. So it was like a hook in my jaw. Mm-hmm. Are there still monkeys and apes?
In Morgan City.
Well, or in that the area. Chaffalai Basin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I started doing research on it and found that there was a much deeper story than just Morgan City. I thought it would be a great thing to do for our state.
Yeah.
Especially
sure.
at that time. When I first picked this up, that was when we were having a lot of movies made in this area.
Yeah, yeah.
And in fact, one of the boats that's used in the 1918 film was used in Benjamin Button's.
Oh, wow.
All those years later.
Oh, wow.
And so also the main character, Tarzan, which is played by Elmo Lincoln, he kills a lion, actually kills a lion
right.
in the making of the film. And also I do believe that there's monkeys there, but not apes.
Yeah.
Apes okay. are too social. They would come to people and they're very destructive.
You know? Right.
Chimpanzees are 9 times stronger than a human.
Right.
And a mature chimpanzee is not friendly like the little bitty
right.
cheetahs.
Right.
So anyway, that's what hooked me into researching this. At that time, my daughter was finishing up her degree at UL Lafayette in visual arts. And Allison is a really noted filmmaker. In fact, one of her films, Sally's Ashes, which is a documentary about the destruction of the coal ash ponds in America. It's called Sally's Ashes. And she is up for an Oscar.
Wow. Fantastic.
Well, it's not up for, it's being considered for an Oscar.
Yeah.
And she is a documentarian, and she's got a lot of films to her credit. And she and her husband have a graphic design company in Lafayette, and they just turn work down every single day.
Chip off the old block.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she was just getting out of school, so she and I traveled the United States interviewing people, Tarzan people out in California, in Tarzana, the Edgar Rice Burroughs people and their family, and we made this film, and it turned out just wonderful.
That's
and we
wonderful.
Took the original Tarzan the Apes movie, which is 1918 silent black and white.
Right.
And over the years, it had been edited into disarray. So we used the books, put it back together, punched up the blacks and whites and grays. And I got Kermit Poling to do the music.
Oh, wonderful.
And he sold it, boy. He
went
in there and
yeah.
he interpreted
because
there's no words. And so we have the two of them. We have the documentary and that film. And then we had a festival, which is the only one they've ever had in the world, ordained by the Burroughs
International
family.
Tarzan Festival?
Yes.
Wow.
We also I curated an exhibition of Tarzan the Apes for a year at the Louisiana State Museum. And the governor made April 13th Tarzan Day.
I love it.
That's awesome.
Louisiana. Is there anything that you can't do? Folks, check him out, albohl.com, A-L-B-O-H-L. Definitely check out the esteemed priority. Take 6 minutes and change of your life.
But to change your life.
It may change your life. and you can find it at albohl.com, and it's free. the esteemed priority, you're going to want to pass it on. Al Bolt, our life strategist today, here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back. And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, with Al Bohl today. A-L-B-O-H-L. Remember that, because it's albohl.com. You got to check that website out. You got to see the esteemed priority. Look at his. We haven't even talked about his guide to cartooning. Yeah. We haven't talked about his children's book.
You're going to have to come back.
Yeah, Al. So you're going to have to come back. And we have covered a lot of ground today, though, Al. We've covered a lot of ground. What do you want? What do you want to leave people with? What is the one thing that you hope that people who have listened to us today will take away from our conversation?
I would say divine appointment. Mm-hmm. Look for that in your life. To be honest, I'm a nobody from nowhere. You know, I'm just a regular guy.
Yeah.
But I had a mom who told me to dedicate stuff to God. Mm-hmm. And I've always wanted to be kinetic. So I would say be looking or expecting God to speak to you and to speak through you. Mm-hmm. See, I don't know that a lot of people, who am I? Yeah. Why would God, you know, send me? It's like Isaiah said, here I am, send me. That's right. That's what I say, here I am. Yep. My daily prayer for over 50 years has been, show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me in the life everlasting.
You just earned your life strategist stripes, my friend. Albo, thank you. You're going to have to come back. I hope you'll come back soon.
Oh, I'd love it.
Been a wonderful life strategist. Albo.com. Check him out. Folks, thank you. Thank you for being a part of Strategies for Living. And we appreciate our sponsors who make it all possible. The Robinson Film Center, Azalea Cleaners, Pintail Roofing, Learning RX, We Train Your Brain, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, Fertitta's Delicatessen, Home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, SRT Sales Training, Uprising Addiction Center, and Mira, Direct Primary Care. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? Here's the question. Why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, for Al Bohl, I'm David McMillan. We'll see you next time right here on Strategies for Living.